NYTS 2010 should be your turn, your turning point of your life. I really hope, and I think the Lord is hoping, and many workers over here are hoping that really you are able to touch the hand of God. You are able to touch God, touch Jesus, because that is a very life transformation moment of your life. You know that the Lord is alive. You know that He is wonderful, and you really will change the direction of your life. You really will see the new value under new light. If you truly use the new value to evaluate this world, you can see out there, there are many people who are walking in the street. They are really, what, living dead, right? They are alive, but they are truly dead. If you study the book of Revelation, you know that everything you achieve in Babylon, one day you will become nothing. Can you imagine that next moment if you die, what can you bring back with you? Or the Lord come next hours, what can you take back with you? Now, without that touch of God's hand, without that movement of Holy Spirit, or enduring fullness of Holy Spirit, it's really, really hard. So we would like to share how wonderful it is, the Lord's hand, when He really touched you. When the hands of God really touch you, what could happen in your life? Please read Luke chapter 22, verse 51. Luke 22, I will invite Olivia to read all the verses for us. Luke 22, verse 51. Now, Jesus touched an ear of a person. This person's ear was cut off by Peter because Peter was so scared. He just tried to kill, but instead of killing him, he cut off the ears of one of the servants. Now, Jesus was there. Thank God. Jesus touched his ear and healed his ear. Now, you may think today your ear has no problem, but guess what? You might want to think it again. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. Verse 4, can you read into the microphone, please? Oh, there's no sound. Okay. In your daily life, what do you like to listen to most? Maybe your favorite music. Maybe your favorite TV show. Maybe some jokes, even dirty jokes, right? Now, our ear tends to hear something that can catch our heart. Those are bagua, right? Those are gossip. Instead of football, you like to hear how the Paul... This octopus, how did he predict concerning the consequences of the scores, right? This is called bagua, this is called gossip, this is called something that trigger your curiosity. You like to know all this kind of stuff. Celebrity news. But when it comes to Sabbath service, or comes to NYT, sometimes we feel like, oh, the sermon is very dull, very boring. How come my ears feel so heavy? That's why in the Bible it says that a lot of time our ears are 耳朵花成, our ears are, we cannot hear clear, and their oil cover our heart because we cannot hear correctly. A lot of time we need that kind of touch of Jesus' hand, touch your ears. So suddenly the word will become alive. Now it's very true, brethren. If you do not have good prayer, sermon become very, very boring. Or lecture will become not interesting at all. But if you are touched by the Lord Jesus Christ, just like, you know, you hear sometimes Pastor Vuti's testimony, right? The Lord touches his heart and asks him, get up and read. First Peter. He did not know it's First Peter. By that time, because the Lord touched his heart, give him Holy Spirit, he get up and read. He said that all the word become three dimension. Maybe the same passage he read it for several many times, but because God touched your ears and hear you, your heart can truly open and you can truly take the words into your heart. And the word become alive, better than your favorite songs, favorite singers, favorite musics. Now today we like songs more than the Bible. It is because our ear has problem. But if the Lord touch our ears, everything will be very different. Please turn to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8, verse 22. 8:22. Continue. 8:23.
So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him for his son.
24.
And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking.
25.
Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly.
He was restored and he was able to see clearly. How many times Jesus touched him? First of all, this blind man asked Jesus, please touch me so I can be cured. And Jesus held his hand because the miracle is not a show. So Jesus do it privately, hold his hand to outside of the village. And Jesus, what? Touch his hand, no? Touch his, spit on his eyes and touch on his body and ask him, what do you see? And the second time, he touched on his eyes. And he was able to see very clearly about the moving things, right? Brethren, a lot of time we cannot truly see clearly, right? When you are, before you come to NYTS or you live in school, what is the most important thing in your life? Usually score, usually grades, right? I hope that, you know, biology A, English 101 A, physics 101 A, right? Everything want A. It's nothing wrong. I mean, you want to be a straight A student. Nothing wrong about it, right? But you got to think again, what is the most important thing? Sometimes we are too lazy, right? Especially when we are still young. A father tried to talk to his son, right? His son said, you got to retake SAT. He said, why? My school already can reach certain school. Why do I need to retake SAT? Your father says, you got to improve yourself, right? Why? What do I improve myself? I can go to this school already, right? No, but you know, you're still young, right? You still have room to improve yourself. You do not take SAT for school, right? But people don't understand why. SAT is only to go into college, right? No, study is not only for you to go to certain college. Study is for you to equip, for example, English, better vocabularies. Like you would not be like me, right? You don't need to struggle for vocabulary, right? I mean, there are certain people, when you preach to them, you need to equip something. Because they do not know Jesus at the very beginning, they emphasize on this. Oh. But of course, power of God is important, right? But you got to see, your learning, your ability is for God himself. It's not for your score. Now, today, right, you say, how many of you truly can be a full-time worker? If not full-time worker, how many of you like to really, truly serve God with all your life? Now, you really have to do your eyes opening, right? If not full-time worker, how many of you truly will go to that direction? Or many of you will follow the worldly standard. Everybody is like, money, money, money. Money, 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 till like the day you lie in coffin, then you still think about, you know, you still think about those kind of stuff is most important to your life. Now, what did you see? You know, sometimes I'm very pitiful to my earthly friends. Or even to brothers and sisters, to me. Like I ask my son, just do your best. The best is most important. God will take care of the rest, right? But a lot of time we think our best is good enough. We do not need to reach our best, our truly our best. We just think that, well, I reach here, it's good enough. No, but your best is for the Lord. Your best is God is looking for. And the best is the kingdom of God, not earthly stuff. Now, before your eyes can open, you truly cannot see this. You know, as a perfect human being, right, you don't need to walk like a cow, really. Or maybe you don't know how cows work nowadays, right? All the cows is for food. They don't work. But, I mean, the cow in the countryside, like my home, cow work day and night, right? Early in the morning, they till the land. Many people nowadays, they are worthless than a cow, really. Their life is more pitiful than that tilling land cow, really. Now, as a Christian, all you need to do is try your best, and you seek the kingdom of God first, right? And you will experience that God will take care of the rest. But a lot of time, we like turn the other way around. Recently, I was having a conversation with a brother in Florida. He was saying that, you know, why Korean church was able to prosper in Florida, not TJC. And he was telling me that, you know, Korean church, not TJC, Korean, no? Ordinary Korean church, they teach the member, God is first, job is second, family is second, job is last. But look at our TJC member. It's always job is the first, family is second, God is last. Is it true? You look at our family member, our TJC member, is it true? Many of us, it's like that, isn't it? So sometimes even our eyes are not as open as non-TJC member. Now we work too hard for this world. I'm not saying you should not study, okay? I'm saying that your value, unless God open your eyes, you do not know how precious you are in the eyes of God, how worryless you can have in the kingdom of God. Now, a lot of us departed from the kingdom of God. From heaven, we drop down to the earth, and our value, our eyesight, our understanding, just like ordinary people. We do not know that this Almighty Father can take good care of your life. Even though you do not have a job right now, don't worry. You won't be a beggar because God will provide. Many of us do not have that kind of understanding and keep worry and just jobs and money. Our eyesight is simply different from the same, just like the other person. So, brethren, over here, once you touch the hands of God, once the Holy Spirit truly fills your heart, you will see this world very different. Just like once you climb up to the mountain at the top, you will see the house is very small, the car is very minute, the earth becomes nothing. But the point is that how many of you truly experience what Brother Preacher Raymond experienced? Like he testified, 1996. Before that, his heart was in the world. 2006, sorry. His heart was in the world, right? But they don't changed because you should listen to what that kind of transformation. I still remember his prayer, right? I don't know how many times he fast, but I have that kind of impression. I mean, his face was in my mind all the time. When he prayed, the following year, 2007, anyway, he broke through that kind of value system, right? When he prayed, he always like smiling. How many? It's very interesting. When he prayed, right, always smiling like this. So amazing. Something is already different. Something is different. His eyes was open, no? So you got to have that kind of experiences. Oh. You cannot do it yourself. Only hands of God touch your heart. Everything will be very different. Huh? Revelation 4, 6, and 8, we'll study about it. Four living creatures, they are at the midst of the throne and by the throne, right? They are the most spiritual beings in the kingdom of God, like maybe some of the workers over here. Huh? They have really very good eyesight. When you ask them questions, they always can provide answers from the Bible. They can see through the value of life, like eyes is in and out. Huh? Can you imagine that inside my lips there are eyes? Can you imagine that there are eyes over here? Not only outside of my over here, but inside here. This is the Bible describes four living creatures. It's like that. Good eyesight. God can open your eyesight, right? There's another blind who is called who was sitting on the gate. Sitting at the gate of Jericho gate, right? He kept begging and begging and begging. You know, when I read that story, right, today, many of us, we are like a beggar. We keep wanting, given to me. from the world, right? We already sit on a pile of gold under our butts. There are many golds already, but we are still begging, give me more, give me more. Many of us are like that. How many of you do not have a good house? Your parents. How many of your parents do not have good cars? How many of you do not have 3 bedrooms, 2 bedrooms at least? Many of you have all this. How many of you compare to African people? How many of you possess already, but we keep, I want more, I want more. More is my goal. But once the Lord touch your heart, it will be very different. So, brethren, over here, the key of your success, NYTS, is that it's not how much knowledge you have in here, how much you understand Book of Revelation or whatever is taught over here, is how closer you are to God's heart. Well, your life will be truly, truly different. You can be very poor in the world, but you will be a very joyful person in the world. You know where you are going. You know what you are doing. And you are so firm in your heart that you are on the right track. Huh? Not only that, he will heal your bleeding. Huh? Mark chapter 5, verse 30. Mark chapter 5, verse 30. Chapter 5, verse 30. Olivia? His affliction is what? Bleeding problem, right? This woman who has bleeding problem for 12 years, what does blood represent in the Bible? Why you cannot eat blood? Because blood refers to life. Bleeding refers to you are wasting your life. You are wasting your life. How many of you, especially when it comes to summertime, you like surf on the internet 2 hours a day? Raise your hand. You don't need to raise your hand right now, right? Many of us, like when you play video games, right, it's hours, right? You have a lot of time to squander, hours and hours. You are just like a bleeding woman. How many years have your blood have been bleeding, huh? Maybe more than 12 years, I think. How old are you? Maybe since you are in, I don't know, fourth grade, you start to play video game, huh? Till this day, every day video games. How many hours you spend on Facebook? I also spend time on Facebook, I gotta admit it, right? But how many hours you spend on Facebook? Is all your totality, your energy is on Facebook? We waste too much time. We don't have time for the Lord, for our Jesus Christ. Our time is under entertainment, under technology. No? Again, you touch the garment of Jesus Christ, your bleeding will be cured. The Lord will give you new life and new direction. You will not squander your time. Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. Redeeming your time. 爱惜光阴. I really thank God a lot of people truly know how to redeem their time recently, because the church now provide many activities in summertime. Truly, brethren, if you feel like you have nothing to do in summertime, go to where? Go to music camp, right? Go to MVP, right? Go to IHTS. IHTS, you should serve in IHTS and work in SSC. Maybe like you cannot serve as a counselor, you can serve, go there, just do anything to help them, right? Then you won't squander your time. As long as you touch his hand, you will know the value of it. Mark 1:40. Mark 1:40.
Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean."
41.
Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed."
What does leprosy prefigure in the Bible? This guy have leprosy, right? What does leprosy prefigure? And he begged to Jesus, "Please heal me." Leprosy, can you show you, if would you touch your leprosy, people with a leprosy? No, because it's a contagious disease, right? Leprosy is a contagious disease. If you touch it, you were afflicted with leprosy also. But Jesus had merciful heart, touched the leprosy. Leprosy is contagious, like sin, right? Adam sinned, therefore we are all sinners. Sin came to this world through one man. So sin is like leprosy. How many of you dare to say, I come here with purity? I make no mistakes prior to previous NYTS. I am truly kept. How many of you dare to say that? A lot of times we are very weak, right? But you know what? The Lord has merciful heart. He will touch you and you become clean. That's really amazing, huh? And the Lord is willing to touch even a sinner, right? I'm a sinner, but you pray hard. We are sinners, but we pray hard. The Lord's hand will be on us, then we will be cleansed. That's so wonderful about it. A lot of time when I was working in the house of God, sometimes I figure, wow, God could be so merciful, right? Recently in Boyne Park Church, there was a sister testify for one hour. All the major content of her testimony is that how she sinned against God. You know, she did many, 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 many evil things in her life. And why after sinning so many things, she still want to come back to the Lord? For her son. She realizes her son had nowhere to go. Her son got to go back to TCC. So she brought her son back to TCC. Guess what? In one of the seminars, she started to speak in tongues. She said that she did not deserve it. She already like did so many, many mistakes. God touched her and gave her Holy Spirit. And she was crying and crying like a baby, yeah? I do not know. Sometimes we do not know. How could God so merciful to a person, even like she admitted in the public, she committed mortal sin already. To the congregation, I committed mortal sin already. I think it was a great repentance because she dared to declare her iniquities to everybody. But like several months later in one of the seminars, crying like a baby, God's hand touched her heart again. We never know. But if that moment comes, things will be very, very different. Now, how do we receive the touch of God? How do we touch God? Now, I think you got to have that kind of motivation. All the sermon, like all the prayer sermons over here, right, is to encourage you to pray harder. Now, brethren, we can bring a cow to the brook, right? But we will never be able to make a cow to drink from the water in the brook. We can bring you to the best place, a green pasture, but we cannot make you eat from that green pasture. You know that, right? Now, for you yourself to truly want to touch God, to pray in depth, how many of you like determined to spend extra hour in dinner time, lunch time? It really like we can only encourage you, right? But those times is your time, your eating time, your free time. Now, it all depends on: do I truly have that kind of motivation that I want to get closer? I think the only way for you to have that kind of motivation, is you know that the problem in your life, except touching God, you have no other solution. Let's turn to Mark chapter 5, verse 25. If you can truly come to this realization, you will put your whole totality try to touch God. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 26. Okay. This woman have tried all his resources. Brethren, what kind of problem do you have? Are you able to quit your bad habit? Are you able to solve your sin in secret? Are you able to, change the direction of your life? Now, how do you solve your problem? Now, at the very beginning, right, you will try all kind of resources you will have. You know, we are human beings. I have something. I can solve my problem. I will try it. Like, this woman has money. The Bible says he spent all her money. This woman has doctors. The Bible says he suffered a lot from the doctor. Can you imagine that? A bleeding woman saw a doctor, it would be very embarrassing, especially in the old days. Because the bleeding is from very private place, right? And doctors is usually could be male, right? This is a torture. This is a mental torture to the person like that. I remember there was a sister who is in stroke. She did not have a husband for a long time. And when she was in nursing home, you know what the sister told me? I was so scared over here, especially when I see the male nurse come to serve me. Because sometimes she wear a diaper, right? She cannot clean herself. So one of the torture that she suffered in that nursing home is that the male nurse come to serve her. She just feel very, very embarrassed. Can you imagine how much he had gone through? Mental suffering, physical suffering. Huh? But there is no other way, no other resources he can have. Many of us, the same thing. Huh? We try to solve our problem. We go through many emptiness. Now, we know it is bad, but we continue doing it. After doing it, we feel so empty inside ourselves, and we have no other way to turn to, no other person to turn to. If you come to this kind of realization, then you have hope. A lot of time, our understanding is simply different from God's understanding. Turn to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation 3. Verse 17 to 19.
Verse
18.
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed.
We don't want to spend time to pray harder. Or when we have chance to pray over here, we don't want to take one step forward, go one mile further, stress one more strength further. It is because the way we evaluate ourselves is so different from the way God evaluates ourselves. If we are too far from God, sometimes we think we are much better than our peers. But if we are closer to God, you start to realize that, man, I am a junk. I need help. I need God's hand. Oh. If you do not this kind of discovery, you have a need, you don't have motivation, how many prayer sessions we have over here, nothing is going to change. So, brethren, are you able to truly see who you are, how weak we are, how much we need God to help us? If we truly understanding this, right, next step is you shall take some effort. Huh? Mark chapter 5, verse 27. Let's try to put our shoes in hers, right, and see how difficult for her to reach to Jesus. 5:27. He wanted to come to Jesus and touch his garment. No? Can you imagine that 12-year bleeding, no blood, I mean, a very, very exhausted woman. Huh? We have a sister over here that she has bleeding problem also for 12 years. If you listen to her, she said that because her husband was a doctor and another doctor served her when she delivered a baby, and because of the jealousy to her husband, on purpose, the doctor cut her vein. Therefore, she got bleeding problem. And less for 12 years, until one day she came to TJC. At the time, she was not a TJC member. And she said that she was very rich, right, because her husband was a doctor, right? She can easily get a car to come to the church. But in order to show her godliness, her willing, her heart, she walked to the church. For ordinary people, probably only 15 minutes walking. For her, 50 minutes walking. Can walk very slowly. And after services, she went to prayer room. She prayed. She said, just pray three hallelujah. Three hallelujah only, you know? And a power came down. And that power penetrated from the head to the button. And she can feel that the bleeding was sealed at that moment. And she was cured. She's 90-some years old. Still come to service in Bowen Park Church. You can listen to her. Now, one thing really touched me is that see, 15 minutes walking distance for you and me, she walked for 15 minutes, not because she did not have money. She wanted to show her heart to this almighty God. And because God see her heart, three hallelujah, power came down. She exerted her effort. Brethren, a lot of time I see people truly know they have a need. They really pray so hard in NYTS. I keep telling there was a brother, right? Now he works in GA as a full-time employee. He used to live in the middle part somewhere in USA, no church, right? Every time he come to NYTS, I see that he spent almost all the rest time to pray over here. Actually, to me, NYTS Spring Spirit, he was one of the early pioneers, one of the person who moved people to pray, influenced people to pray, because people see that he's praying spirit. He has that kind of need. He put efforts into it. Every time I talk to her, about prayer. He always talk about, you know, prayer is much better than beef, much better than chicken, much better than this and than that, you know. At that time, I still remember he only eat. I'm not asking him to do this. I'm telling you, he's praying spirit. He only eat all day long, only eat nighttime, 9 o'clock. There's a refreshment, right? He only eat refreshment. Many days, only eat refreshment. Most of the time, he like to draw closer to God. Effort. Perseverance. You know, you are young. You have great stress, and many of you have great determination. But to me, draw near to God, not only use your physical strength, especially when you pray very hard, after 3 days, your physical strength is already gone, right? But your mental strength, even though you could pray with little voice, but you determine if without touching God, you are not going to give up. Really, God will be touched by your heart. Use the power given by you, not use your physical strength. You can see that you can truly go very far to the mountain to touch Jesus Christ. So I hope that you can put more effort. Now, to many of you, I tell you, not necessarily fasting, right? One day, one meal a day, very good, right? Unless you are going to graduate, you don't experience more. In the past, we said 3 days, 3 nights for the one who's going to graduate. But one day, one meal per day is good. You can do it. But how about the lunch praying hour, dinner praying hour? I don't know, the graduate class, they are not praying over here, right? In the past, I talked to that class. You got to pray at least 2 hours a day. That is the minimum request for anyone who wants to serve the Lord, especially when you are in training, right? I calculate. Not too difficult to make it 2 hours a day. Hour is not the most important thing. Important thing is your heart. And this woman, not only effort, actually the miracle is her faith. Mark chapter 5, verse 28. Only I touch him, I will be made well. Do you have faith that as long as you are able to touch God's hand or touch God's body, you are able to be, your problem will truly be solved? That is come from your faith toward this Almighty God. Many of us crowded Jesus, like at that time. Many people crowded Jesus, but nothing happened. But when that woman stretched his hand of faith to touch Jesus' cloak, the clothing, right? Jesus said, His power came out from his body. So that hand is a hand of faith. You are able to grab him power from Jesus' body, from Jesus himself, right? So when you kneel down, kneeling with faith is different from kneeling without faith. What is faith? We keep telling you, what is faith? When you send an email out, you click send, right? You click send, you always have faith that email will go out. When you do Facebook, right, you post something, you have faith that maybe many of your friends will see your reflection concerning an event. You have no doubt that your message will be read because you know the technology is good. They can help you. Faith with Jesus is just like this, right? As long as you pray, you know that your party is Jesus himself. You know he's here. He will listen to you. You pray without doubt. As long as you work, keep. As long as you have heart, he will see it. He will touch you. So may the Lord give you faith. And you can have a good prayer in this NYTS 210. So it's your turn. May the Lord give you a new direction, a new value, a new life. Let's come to the front and pray.